Yeah, so who's affected technically? And I'm going to turn it over to Steve after I finish up this slide. And it's applicable partnership interests and applicable trades or businesses. Those are your key phrases that we're going to get into the details on and talk about. And of course, this can apply to a partner that is an S corporation. That's something that the service took steps to clarify. Could also apply to a qualified electing fund, a QEF. And if you've got a PFIC, of course, QEFs have taxation that's very similar to partnerships. So not terribly surprising there. Some exceptions that we'll go over. C corporations are accepted from 1061, and that makes sense. There's not a difference in the capital and the ordinary rates for a C corporation. So really no reason to have 1061 apply. If you have a qualified capital interest, that capital interest, as we talked about a few months ago, is outside of Section 1061, as long as it's not funded in the wrong way. If you have a non-applicable trade or business employee, you can be outside of 1061 as to that employee. Certain family offices are expected to be outside of this provision. And also, if you have a bona fide, unrelated purchaser, somebody coming off the street that buys a interest that is otherwise subject to 1061, that buyer in many circumstances can be exempt from the 1061 provisions. With that introduction, I'm going to turn it over to you, Steve, so you can tell us more about what these terms mean.
Yeah, and things like you note, the family office, hopefully in the final regs, I'll clarify that a little bit more. The preamble mentions it, but the text isn't so clear. And I think that is with a few things. Most notably, what is an applicable partnership interest? What applies in these rules? Because they require you to perform substantial services. That's fine. Although it's not particularly taxpayer favorable for the IRS to just assume that all services are substantial, but they did. The problem is I can't fight back because anybody who's hiring me is performing substantial services. So it's one of those things. Like, okay, I'll let that one slide.
It's interesting to read it right out of the statute, though, isn't it, Steve?
They just read it right out. They said that all services are substantial. They figure you wouldn't get carry unless you worked hard enough for it. So maybe. I don't know. I mean, I've seen people get a carry for more of a referral arrangement. Is that substantial? I don't know. So, but the key is this ATB, applicable trade or business. You have to have one, okay? And they apply to not just a partnership interest, but a derivative contract that is essentially the same thing. So they don't let some easy workarounds to do that. But the real key is that they don't provide clarity about the one-off JVs. They just don't even give an example. In fact, they give an example of a hardware store, like potentially mucked up in these regs, which you would have said, what? And they said, oh, well, it's out because it's hardware. It's not the right time to trade your business. But why are they even asking the question, example like that? And that's one of the comments that I know I spoke to Treasury about and helped with some comment letters on, but was surprised by the lack of depth of thinking on that issue, which to me is the biggest issue in these regs, because we'll get in the next slide here and we'll say, well, gosh, what does this mean? Well, substantial service. Well, we already said that's everything under these regs. They presume that. So fine. Okay. I can get past that one, but what is an applicable trader business? Let's read this closely, right? It says it encompasses a range of financial activities relating to specified assets. Securities, commodities, real estate held for rental. Wait a minute, Brian.
Includes real estate. Yeah.
I thought you told me real estate was not in there. Oh, wait a minute. But it's there. It says real estate held for rental. Right.
So our little JV, Steve, where you put up all the money and I'm going to do all the work, we've got to be thinking about this, right?
That's a real estate deal. Now, you just said earlier 1231 was carved out.
Mm-hmm.
Typo. But it's in the statute, so it's a typo that works for us. But clearly the real estate partnerships are in there, and there's other ways to exit real estate other than selling dirt, and you could sell interest. And if you're an ATB, you're in it. So okay, we understand the asset classes, but what about this bottom paragraph? What does it mean for an ATB is an activity conducted on a regular, continuous, and substantial basis? Regular, continuous, and substantial. Not just regular, not just continuous, not just substantial, but all three of those. Which consists in whole or in part, and the in part's a little vague, but raising or returning, or maybe even and returning, if your business is successful, raising or returning capital and investing in the specified assets, that's the real estate or securities we just mentioned, right? Or developing special assets, hence developing real estate. So we know lots and lots of partnerships are going to be developing real estate or investing in specified assets. The question is, you know, the family office, they invest in lots of securities and probably real estate. The one-off real estate ventures, they do that. So I think the key is, what is this regular, continuous, and substantial basis of raising or returning capital? Now, I think what they meant was more like in the business of raising capital, like a fund. Although I do see a lot of real estate partnerships that, you know, are fund-like. You know, they have the same wealthy folks that come out to it time and time again. But I also see a lot of completely one-off JVs. It may be the same folks, but once every few years, they find another single property to invest. So, Brian, what about that last one, that last category? You got strip shopping center developer, and maybe two or three friends and family along for the ride. Or maybe it's just the same LP every time.
I don't know. I mean, I'll tell you what I think the answer is. I think that if you and I come together and do a real estate deal, whether it's a shopping center or an office building,